For the British, everything stops for tea. In 19th century India, though, everything stopped for tiffin. This name for a snack is derived from an Anglo-Indian word, meaning a sip. Its first recorded use was in 1811, but Indians prefer the Urdu word dabba. The idea of the tiffin container was probably inspired by the Japanese bento box, invented for use by the Japanese army in the 16th century, but popular with travellers passing through to the Silk Route. The difference was that a stack of tiffin containers kept the food and their flavours entirely separate until served. The circular containers were originally made in brass, but steel or aluminium is usual today. Each one holds a serving of anything from breads and dals to chutneys and crisp bhajis. A stack of four or five is either held together by one large clip or is slipped into a second tall container, making the little tower easy to transport. Thanks to the metal and the snug fit, hot food stayed relatively warm for hours. Used by the army at first, their popularity grew with the spread of the railway in the 19th century. While takeaway food was easy to buy at stations, often served on a disposable banana leaf, the tiffin container was a definite cut above, as it meant that one could eat home-cooked food away from home and avoid the possibility of picking up a bug from street food. They remain popular with middle-class office workers today. In the then Bombay of 1890, an entrepreneur called Mahajo Havaji Bachi introduced a system where tiffin containers were collected from the home and delivered to the workplace, with the empty containers collected and returned later that day. It meant that the food remained hot as it was collected long after the worker had left for work. It continues to be a model of organisational design, with codes carefully attached to each tiffin container. And it's estimated that in Mumbai alone, an army of over 5,000 tiffin collectors, or dabbawalas, make 200,000 tiffin deliveries each day. Forbes magazine discovered that only one out of every 6 million tiffin deliveries failed to arrive at the right address, which is astonishing in a city that seems, at first glance, so chaotic. Variations on the tiffin container spread across Asia, but the original continues to find new friends around the world, especially with those keen to avoid the waste of disposable containers or the potential of harmful toxins in plastic. 200 years on, it remains an icon of Indian efficiency and the importance of home-cooked perfection.